This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Since you are going to be the object of His grace and mercy, since all of these things have been done before the foundation of the world and you didn't have nothing to do with it, therefore I beseech you, hallelujah, to walk worthy.
Hopefully you're going to choose to let heaven determine your thinking, because whatever choice you make, then that's going to be your mentality for today.
Can you say that He's a waymaker? Yes. Can you say that He's a God that sits high and looks low? Yes.
Get the message of grace any way you want. Stream service live, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, with re-airs at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
The Holy Spirit has been given as a seal for this and as a guarantee that the inheritance shall be received. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit. Not for us to clown around at church. That was His seal. That was His guarantee to let you know that the inheritance promised is real. Now, let's ease to this next thing. Put your seatbelts on. How did God do this, and why did God do this? How and why did He do this? Called us, gave us an inheritance, was determined to make every believer sons, did it all through His mercy and His grace, did not want you to bring nothing to the table. He just wants you to receive it. Now look at this, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6 in the NLT. Follow me very carefully here. This is big. I won't finish the sermon today, but this is big. Verse 4. But God is so rich in mercy. You don't even understand what He's just saying here. Hear what God said. He said, every time you did something stupid and you deserve bad, it didn't happen because He's so rich in mercy. Mercy is the bad you deserve, you don't get. And God says, I'm rich. And that's why you ain't got it yet, because I'm filthy rich in mercy. I done had mercy on your sins. I done had mercy on your crazy. I done had mercy on your foolishness. I done had mercy on your dumb talking. I done had mercy on your disobedience. I done had mercy on your violence. I done had mercy. I'm rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy. So while you're sitting around waiting on the bad, realize that I'm a son. I have an inheritance. I've been born into this royalty. He is my Father. He is rich in mercy. And He loved us so much. He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, watch this love. He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. You ain't saved because you good. You ain't saved because you awesome. You ain't saved because you deserve it. You ain't saved because you come to church. You ain't saved for none of that. You saved because God's grace raised Jesus from the dead so you can get something you wouldn't be able to get until God's grace showed up and raised Jesus from the dead. If he didn't raise Jesus from the dead, all of us would be hellbound. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ. Watch this. And seated us with him in heavenly realms. You blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Seated us with him in heavenly realm because we are united with Christ. You can't be united with Christ and be treated differently than Christ. Somebody said that's heresy. I'm reading the Bible. You're united with Christ. When Christ got up, you got up. When Christ sat down on the right hand, you sat down on the edible show. That's why he said when you see him, you're going to be just like him because you're going to see him as you are. Do you get the fullness of what has happened? He united me with Christ. I'm anointed because I'm united with the anointed one. And you're sitting up there letting burdens and yokes destroy your life when you have an anointing to remove the burden and destroy the yoke. In fact, you don't even know this, but Christ was not Jesus' last name. Christ is the anointed one of his anointing. But now when we were united with Christ, I'm going to take it, that as my last name. Creflo Dollar. Christ! This is the most dangerous message you'll ever hear. Satan and his demons are screaming and plotting and planning to get you to throw all of this up and not believe it. But from this day forward, I no longer move as a mortal man. Kirabasha. I am a son of God with an inheritance and with all rights and privileges. I mean, think about it. The only reason you're righteous is because he's righteous. And you're united with him. Whatever he is, I am. But that's hard for you to receive because your conduct hadn't matched your stance yet. You're still being distracted by your conduct. You're still being distracted because the fable lies Christianity that's been preached to you, you're trying to line up with the fables instead of lining up with what Jesus has done before the foundations of the earth. And you're struggling to accept your royalty. I can't afford to do that no more. Because if he get in my mind and get me to thinking I got to earn something that all I got to do is receive, that I got to try to make something happen that he's already made happen, if I get that, I'm going to start struggling in that area and they're producing doubt of my very identity. Everything will fall in place if I can settle this one issue. This is who I am. This is who I am. No more this church plan stuff to see who can I do stuff. Well, you know, Brother Dollar, I fast for 3 days and I pray for 1 hour. Quit counting all that stuff. Quit counting. That's the problem now. You're counting stuff and putting checklists together. Just go ahead and pray to God. Go ahead and do what you need to do for the Lord. If it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, have an authentic relationship as a son of God with a heavenly Father who's adopted you before the foundations of the world and realize who you are. Stop all that counting. Put that clock up. Have you not prayed for me for 1 hour? Stop it. Well, I'm not only going to pray fast for one day, I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast for 40 days. Quit counting. You're trying to count to do stuff that's already been done. Hallelujah. Stop. Stop the counting. Stop it. Just learn how to be. Learn how to be. Hallelujah. Learn how to be anointed. Learn how to be healed. Learn how to be prosperous. Learn how to be. Praise God. I go to church 5 times a week. Stop it. What, you really think you're going to get something for it? He already gave you everything. He gave you his son. And if he gave you his son, he'll give you everything else. Stop it. Stop it. I can't hardly be human up here because if I say one thing you don't like, I done said 555,000 things that work good with one thing. I'm leaving the church. What? I'm still a son. And you still a son. I'm not going to crucify you.
Well, you going to hell because you did that.
Quit putting folks in hell. Jesus died to get them out. You putting them back in. Quit putting folks in hell. You just be looking around putting folks in hell. And then you use YouTube to announce, they in hell, they in hell, they in hell. I can't see that. All right. Let me see here this. Kadabo Shaka. This thing gonna bless you. Oh my God, this thing gonna, oh God. I'm trying to get ready for this, boy, this thing. I was studying this. I cried half the morning when I saw this. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, follow me now. You've done so good so far. Don't, now is not the time to nod. Now, I'll admit, I'm the king of nodding. I'll be watching something on TV and I wake up and the credits were flowing. I'm like, oh, Lord. Tap said, what you getting ready to do? I'm going to watch a movie that make me sleep. God has done all of this purely because of his mercy and because of his great love. No human merit. What I mean, no being good or worthy to deserve it, no human merit entered in here. It was when we were spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. And even more, he has made us to sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The very place where God set Christ when he raised him from the dead, this position, which is far above all principalities, is far above all powers, all might, all dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, Ephesians 1, 20 and 21. So now here again is this exalted or emphasis on this exalted position of the believer. Why are you doing this? Why are you adopting me as a son so I can be born with privilege? Privilege I didn't deserve. You ever looked at somebody trying to figure out, well, why they get blessed? Because favor ain't fair. Quit trying to compare it. You ready? Here it is. Ephesians 2:7. God's purpose in all of this. Ephesians 2:7. Why did you do it? Let's read it in King James and then the NLT. Let's do it that way. Ephesians 2:7. Oh Lord, why did you do it, Lord? So that in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. That's how we read it. It didn't even mean nothing. Look at this in the NLT, and then I'm gonna show you why he did it. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ. Here's why he did it. He said in all of the upcoming ages to come, all of us are his examples of the incredible wealth of his grace. So he can point to you and say, you think all of what you did was something? These are all who did nothing to be here, but to receive by grace everything I did for them. For eternity, you and I will be objects of God's grace, mercy, and kindness. He said, I did it because I'm going to be showing everybody else the riches of my grace and my mercy. Now, think about this. For the rest of eternity, we all will be examples and objects of his grace and mercy that he will point out to the ages to come and say to them, you don't think I could do it? Look at them. Look at them. None of them deserve nothing that they got. But they believed Jesus. And look at the riches of my mercy and my grace. That's why you got to stop sending people to hell. For eternity, we will be examples of his grace, objects of the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. What a position. What a calling. I started thinking about this. I was like, wait a minute. So you're doing all of this so you can point to me and say, that was a no good for none sinner. That was a crazy, crooked robber. That was a whoremonger in certain terms like that. That person kept getting saved every weekend. That. But there's one thing about it. And all they crazy, they kept believing in Jesus. The devil could not separate them from the love of God. Tribulation couldn't separate them from the love of God. Persecution couldn't separate them from the love of God. Sickness and poverty and hard time and divorce, nothing could separate them from the love of God. No matter what the devil threw at them, they couldn't take them away from the love of God. Neither things on the earth, nothing could take them away. Therefore, since you are a son of God, since you have undeserved privilege, since you have an inheritance, since you are going to be the object of His grace and mercy, since all of these things have been done before the foundation of the world and you didn't have nothing to do with it, therefore I beseech you, hallelujah, to walk worthy. Walk worthy. Walk worthy of the call. Since you're already good, lie not one to another. Since you're already good, forgive one another. Don't walk in bitterness one another. Therefore, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, to walk worthy of the calling that you've been called. What is my calling? As a member of the family, to accept and align with all that grace has made available for me. That is my heavenly calling, which means I automatically have to move to a heavenly plane, because I'm not going to be able to do this conduct part without Him. So next week, I'm gonna show you the worthy walk. Therefore, mature in the Lord. Yeah, therefore, lie not one to another. If your hand stole, don't steal no more. Why? Because you're learning how to conduct yourself as royalty. A chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, called out of darkness into the light, so we can offer unto Him praise. Why are we just offering praise? Because it's all done. I'm going to praise Him. That's part one. You get anything out of that this morning?
How can Christians walk worthy of Christ? In Creflo Dollar's four-part series, The Worthy Walk, he reveals how to keep Satan at bay and be seen as faultless. This revelation-filled series is available for a love gift of $25 or more for CDs or $35 or more for DVDs. Accept Jesus' finished works today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
There is a purpose for your life, and you are meant to do great things. The key to reaching your destiny is to grow in your understanding of God's grace. Introducing Grace Life Academy, an innovative approach to learning God's Word. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar. For one low monthly subscription, you'll have access to comprehensive video Bible lessons that include features such as e-courses, study guides, an online community, quizzes, and more. In as little as 15 minutes a day, you can study God's Word, be encouraged, and learn how to study the Bible, how to overcome fear, how to better your relationships, and so much more. And the best news, it's free for 30 days. Now is the time for you to take control of your life and join Grace Life Academy. Text GLA to 51555 to get started right now, or go online to mygracelifeacademy.com.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
Salvation is the beginning of a new life for a believer. It is from this point that we can move into the fullness of who God has called us to be and see the manifestation of the finished works of Jesus. It is one of my greatest pleasures to help people to understand who Christ is and to lead people to Christ. If you would like salvation today, pray this prayer with me. Very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he died, that he rose again, and that he lives today. Come into my life. Save me. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, that's how simple it is. Welcome to the family of God.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.